The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to turn our attention back to Donna Bate and that story that Eamon mentioned in the news headlines, the discovery of skeletal remains. Our chief reporter, Barry White, joins us now from the scene. Barry, I understand this discovery was made a little bit earlier this afternoon.
Hi, Kieran. Good evening. Yeah, Gardaí found skeletal remains this morning at an area of wasteland that they have been searching at the Portrane Road here on the outskirts of Donabate. Now, a huge team of investigators had been probing this area for just over 2 weeks after they had been told that the child, who is understood to have been between 2.5 and 3 years old when last seen, had been buried in this particular area. Now, investigators had always said that the information that they had received that led them to this area was credible. And earlier today, like I say, it was confirmed that skeletal remains had been found here. Now, the scene has been preserved pending the arrival of a state pathologist, and the remains will be exhumed and the Garda Technical Bureau will conduct a forensic examination of the area where the body was found. DNA samples will also be taken to confirm the child's identity.
Despite awaiting that confirmation, the Gardaí did name the missing child for the first time. Is that right?
Yeah, Kieran, the missing child has been named as Daniel Arabose. And as I said, it's believed he was between 2.5 and 3 years of age when he was last seen. Now, investigators said that the boy was known to have resided at the Gallery Apartments in Donabate, which is about 1.5 kilometres from where I am currently, at the site where the remains were found. And following inquiries carried out and information available, Gardaí are satisfied that little Daniel has died. Now, they are also continuing to carry out house-to-house inquiries at the gallery complex and are continuing to appeal to the public for more information and to anyone who was a resident in the gallery apartments complex in Donabate between July 2019 to the present day. They're asking them to speak with the investigation team.
And what's the reaction locally been, Barry?
Well, on the one hand, there has been a real sense of shock here in Donabate over the last 2 weeks, Kieran, and we've covered this on a number of times in the last fortnight. However, there is also relief here today that the child's remains have been found, and in the last hour or so, people have been arriving and laying flowers close to the scene. I've seen one bouquet of flowers that was left here in the last 30 minutes or so with a note simply saying, RIP Daniel, rest well. And at around 3 o'clock today, close to the scene, I could see parents walking by hand in hand with their children after they finished school. And it's just heartbreaking and tragic to think that the remains of a child have been found here so close by when other parents are walking by with their children. Meanwhile, I've been speaking to the local priest, Reverend Augustine Fauchette, and he echoed what locals have been saying today, that there is relief in the village.
Absolutely. There's a sense of disbelief and also a sigh of relief, you know, For some weeks now, you know, I've been anxious, you know, and people have been, you know, wondering, you know, what is going to happen next. And now that with this great news this morning, there's a huge sigh of relief.
Seeing the picture of the young child, Daniel Arabose,
yeah,
it's heartbreaking.
It is, you know, a lovely kid, you know, looking at him, you know, and I would have been 7 years today and, you know, a bright future ahead and all that. Now, you know, everything is gone. So, you know, it is heartbreaking to see the picture of the baby. Yeah.
What have people been saying locally? I suppose there's just been a sense of shock for the last number of weeks.
Yeah, since the news, you know, broke out this afternoon or rather this morning, you know, people have been happy. At least, you know, the mystery has been solved. And so thanking the Gardaí for a job well done, for a great job.
Yeah, that was Reverend Augustine Fauchette speaking to our chief reporter, Barry White. The Reverend mentioned Gardaí, and Gardaí and investigators are still on the scene. And if there's any more updates on that, we'll bring them to you. Barry will bring them to us here on the show between now and 7 o'clock. Barry, thank you very, very much for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.